Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
The Take Care of Maya trial has been nothing short of enraging. And if you're following the case or have been following the case, and you're a parent, you just cringe at every turn and twist in this, because what should be otherwise good and decent human beings at Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida, are very much being painted as very villainous creatures. And rightfully so. Now, certainly not everyone there is that, by any means. That hospital does amazing research work. There are hundreds of wonderful, educated, well-intentioned people there. I want to make that clear. But as in any organization or any department in an organization, if your leadership is corrupt, if your leadership is narcissistic, if your leadership believes they can do no wrong, they're probably going to find support staff underneath them that also believes that sort of mantra. My opinion is the testimony that we're about to hear from Kathy Betty is that she was one of those people that was kind of a product of the system. Kathy Betty's testimony in the trial revealed her presence was constant and at times invasive, including taking photos of Maya in her underwear and admitting to listening in on sensitive conversations with family members or legal representatives. When asked why, Betty said those directives came directly from the Department of Children and Families, and it was her job to make sure everyone complied and adhered to its stipulations. It's not my fault, their fault. Everybody's pointing the finger at everybody else. Jack Kowalski, who is Maya's father, had this to say of Betty, saying that she stated that she used to come in and slap her leg to see if she was in pain, speaking of his daughter, Maya. And her condition, by the way, if you were to put something very light on her leg, like a feather, this condition is real and it causes excruciating pain at times, almost like a hammer coming down. So for someone, a social worker, to come in and do something like that with this known medical condition it's beyond unfathomable. It's also kind of unfathomable when that very same social worker had been jailed in the past for child abuse, yet still carries out a career helping children. Yes, let's take a little trip in the time machine, shall we? And go back to 2007, June 21st of 2007, and the Tampa Bay Times. Got it right here. Let's take a little read, shall we? Because this is a story that involves somebody that we just talked about. Kathryn Betty. A manager and a therapist at a children's mental health program were jailed on child abuse charges last week after holding a 10-year-old boy on the ground and covering his face with a towel, police said.
The incident started when the boy, a client at the Suncoast Center for Community Health, walked into an office there on June 12th, according to a police report. He then ignored a manager who asked him several times why he was there. What happened next stunned other employees, police said. The manager, Catherine Betty, grabbed the boy's head, causing him to fall down, police said. Betty then placed both knees on the boy's chest. The boy's face turned red and he said he couldn't breathe. According to an affidavit, Betty replied, "Yes, you can." Therapist Veronica Lortz got a white towel and covered the boy's face, police said, and she did nothing when the boy asked for help. Other employees at the office called police, who arrested Betty, 46, and Laura, 63. They each face one felony count of child abuse. Betty, she didn't respond for a request for comment at that time. "It's an unfortunate situation for everyone," said Barbara Dyer, Suncoast chief executive. "We have a lot of safeguards in place, and it appears that they didn't follow them." No! And it appears that she went back to terrorize and ruin families after that incident. So, that's a lot of checks and balances here, it seems. Oh, and it should be noted that earlier this year, Suncoast, the company she used to work for, where she falsely imprisoned that child, and she denies kneeing him, but, you know, it is what came out in court. Yeah, earlier this year, after all that, they settled a portion of the lawsuit for $2.5 million. Of course, that case against All Children's Hospital is going on right now. According to the cuts, Betty would escort Maya on afternoon walks on hospital grounds. Sounds nice, doesn't it? I mean, someone's there taking you around, even though we are telling you that your mom's in a mental institution and that she's not going to come back, and that Betty's going to be your mom in the hospital. I know that sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, that's part of the testimony of Jack Kowalski, who said that in the same statement of Betty going and slamming her hand against her leg to see if she was in pain, also told her that she wanted to adopt her and that, yes, her mother was in a mental home and that she could adopt her and be like her mother while at the hospital. That sounds like a sane thing to say to a child that's in a lot of distress. Yeah. In January 2017, Betty and a nurse reportedly entered Maya's room and told her to undress so they could take photos of her body before a court proceeding. The cut claims that Maya refused to cooperate and Betty began to forcibly remove her pants and shirts. Maya wrote a detailed description of the account in a legal filing. If you watch that documentary, Take Care of Maya, on Netflix, you can also hear her account of this hellish ordeal, screaming in pain and utter frustration that these people, this woman who has said that your mom's in a mental institution and she's going to be your mom, trying to rip your clothes off. Yeah, that might be a little bit traumatizing. Not to mention in 2007, she was put into jail for forcibly holding down a 10-year-old boy with her knees. If you see something, say something. I'm seeing something. I'm saying something. Johns Hopkins, you better go and review every single fucking person you have hired over the last, I don't know, 20 years. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe weed out the ones that have former claims or charges against them for child abuse. I don't know. Just a thought. Maybe not good optics for a children's hospital.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.